So my name is Patrick. Thank you very much for being here in this presentation. This is a 45-minute presentation. After this 45 minutes, you will understand better my French accent, and I apologize for this. If you don't understand me, I'm sorry. It's a face-to-face discussion, I can change, but there are so many people, and I thank you very much for being there. It's a long day, first day of 3 days of training, slide presentations. And my subject is open source business process and business intelligence in the cloud. So as an introduction, I'm running the Vanilla project, which is an open source business intelligence platform. And I don't know if those slides will be available somewhere after the Malaysian Open Source Conference, but I put all my information in it. So, this is the end of the day. During all this day, you see a lot of slides. I attend some presentations that were really nice, where people were presenting some codes and others. Unfortunately, for this presentation, this is only slide. Okay, so, but with some graphics. To shape this presentation, I will address some subjects. If you talk about business process management and business intelligence in the cloud, there is some reason. First reason, for those who know business intelligence, who has experience in business intelligence? No one? One person? Two? Three? Who has experience in business process management? Okay, more. So, thank you. So, I will address business intelligence open source and business process open source. First thing for business intelligence, it's very expensive. Okay, and if you know, most of the leader editors are simply gone. Cognos has been bought by IBM, Business Object bought by SAP, and IBM's bought by Oracle. It was 3 years ago. So, most of your customers are facing a difficult situation. They are invested in a very expensive platform, but there is no insurance for the future. So what will they do? And there is some company who understand this subject, and they decided to go with an open source software, BI solutions. For business process management, it's very easy to deploy in departments, but it's more difficult to extend that enterprise level. And definitely BPM is a nice target for the cloud. We'll discuss this subject later. I will focus on a new kind of platform, which is business process intelligence platforms. Because if you want to deploy your business intelligence applications, you need process. Process to get data, process to reach people, process to send alert, KPI, and all those processes are provided to you by business process platform. We will try to answer to some questions such as, why should I go in the cloud with BPM platform? What are BI and BPM? For those who don't know, I hope this simple introduction will give you some valuable information. What are the pros and the cons to run an application in the cloud? And as an introduction, I can tell you, by now, there is no BPI platform available in the cloud. I will address this subject later. Okay. So what is available today and tomorrow? Today there is not that many platforms, but tomorrow there should be some. Why should I go to the cloud and others? So you saw it maybe in some previous session. There was a session from the man from Red Hat who addressed this subject. To go to the cloud is very easy. You go to cloud to decrease your cost and simplify your architecture. Okay? And BPM and BI platform are too expensive to be kept internally. Difficult to maintain, difficult to migrate, so it's really a nice target to go to the cloud. Ensure worldwide access and availability. If you want to deliver some report to your customer, your suppliers, or others, cloud is nice if you deploy BI cloud ready applications, so that access to information is now unlocked. You've got thousands of data in your database, and you need application to extract those data and to provide it to everyone. So in the cloud it's better. But in addition, if you go to the cloud, and I'm not certain it has been addressed in the previous session, you need a new backup strategy and security policy. Okay. It's important, and I will come back to this subject. If you go to BI, business intelligence is about your data. Who is ready to put his data on the cloud today? I think no one. Maybe some of you are responsibility in companies or in organizations. Who is ready to put all his sensitive data in the cloud? Without you are ready to do this? What, sorry?
I am.
Okay. So, he is ready to do it. But I don't think many people are ready to put sensitive applications. So this is not a technology problem. Okay? This is a human problem. Okay. So you need a new backup strategy, because if you put your information somewhere in the cloud, you need to back up this information. Because today it's very easy, this information is at your department, on your own server, and tomorrow it will go somewhere else. So all those things has to be addressed if you go to the cloud. I'm not talking about technical things. Okay. What business intelligence stands for? You have lots of data. You have to make data available from various ERP, CRM applications, customer care, whatever you want. All those data coming from different applications have to be turned into consistent, coherent, and available data. Maybe in one software, the customer code is in string, in another application, it's a number. If you want to reconcile all those data to answer to legal data publications, you need to build what we call a data warehouse. Okay? Usually, if you run study about BI applications, you have to split between setting up the data warehouse and setting up the restitution applications. And most people confuse those two things. Setting up the data warehouse is a job in itself with ETL, and putting the data at disposal to people is another job for a BI platform. So in BI, you have various architectures such as ODS, staging area, data warehouse, lots and lots of words, fact and dimension tables. I did not see recently another area where people have invented so many new terms, okay, maybe to confuse people. But to come back to the basic, what kind of BI composant you can find is ETL for data transformation. Most of you know ETL technology. Who has used an ETL recently? Okay. So, 3-4 people. So, you can find ETL reporting. Most of you know BERT or iReport. Yes, who knows BERT or iReport? The same that use ETL. Okay. You've got OLA, dashboard, KPI, and others. Okay, this is all about BI. With BI, you build a new data model focusing on data publication. So if you need to display the customer name, you will display the customer name. And if you want this customer name in uppercase, you will turn all your data in uppercase. You will provide with BI, with Data Warehouse, sorry, a stable source of data. Because your ERP is moving, but also your Data Warehouse is moving also. You use your data warehouse for transcodification, data cleanings, abstraction layer between OLTP, OLP, and database. And your BI model should not be tied to any technology. Again, it's a concept. In the reality, it's not the case. When you have your own data warehouse, database structure, it's sometimes tied to BI platform. Okay. Good example is Snowflake schema. So schema. So I don't know if you know what is Snowflake schema. It's a strange architecture, and some software don't support Snowflake schema. Open source BI platform. There is three platform and three strategy available now. There is Pentaho, Jasper, and Vanilla. For Pentaho, I will just summarize them. So don't take all those things as words, or take it as words only. This is my view of the situation. For Pentaho, they took different projects and tried to make something consistent. For JasperSoft, they took a product called iReport. They built web and reporting dashboard and signed agreement with other company for BPM, for ETL, and JasperSoft's unique objective is to be bought by Red Hat. So, okay. So we are waiting to be bought by Red Hat now. And Vanilla, we did everything from scratch. So it took us more time, we had less money, so we are late in terms of marketing. For example, in these regions, I think most of you who know open source BI have heard about Pentaho. Okay, maybe not heard about Vanilla, unfortunately. Open source BI component, you got ETL, so this is a list of ETL. Again, maybe it will be available somewhere for you later. So I won't put the website of everything, but usually it's www.talent.com, same for the other one. So you've got ETL, reporting, OLAP, and that's all. When you choose one of those subjects, projects, just think about something. Where do you find support and trainings? It's not because it's free, but it's a good product. Okay? There is really good product also in commercial area, but they are very expensive. In ETL, for example, all those products are really nice, but maybe you don't find valuable resource in some country. Let's take an example. Apata is a Russian product. I don't think you will find Russian resource on Apata in your region. Okay, so this is also something to address when you choose one open source component. Where do I find resource? Where do I find support? For BPM now. BPM stands for Business Process Management. It's all about tools and methods to standardize and internalize process at enterprise level. Simple process could be, how do I manage an order? How do I manage when I want to hire a new person? Okay? So all those things you can design ETL. I've got one there. We don't see it, but this is a data flow of information, okay, with responsibilities. We call it pool. Every line is a pool and is dedicated to someone. So this is how you design a process. Okay, process is not tied to a single employee. Okay, so it's nice because if you design a process, employee has no responsibility. I don't know if it's nice, but sometimes it's important because if someone in your company knows all the process and it's not written, when these people is in vacation or leave the company, you lose all the knowledge. So with BPM, you set up standards to accomplish tasks. Okay. There is two common languages in BPM, which is XPDL and BPDL, just for your information. The first one, XPDL, stands for XML Process Definition Languages, and the second one is for Business Process Execution Languages. The first one so describes the process, the second one describes the execution of the process. Some of the source BPM platform, Intaglio, and Intaglio has a subsidiary in Singapore, so not that far away from here. I came from France. So you know, from France, Singapore, Malaysia is very close. Maybe like you, when you look at Italy, France, Spain, it's just a simple bubble on the map. But I know Singapore is not far away from here. And I find the three persons coming from Singapore, I had the pleasure to meet those people today, and they are still there, so nice. So Italo's death in Singapore, they are a complex platform, more than 8 years, and they have a cloud offering. So they are already available in the cloud. There is other one, Bonita, which is an old French project that recently turned into a company to compete against Italo. You've got Shark, you've got Red Hat. Red Hat had a project called GBPM, and now there is a new project from Alfresco, because I've heard also some of the people from GBPM project moved to Alfresco. So Alfresco now has a project called Activity. Okay, so this is the major project for BPM. For BPM, you need two things. You need a designer, like this one, and you need also an engine. The designer to design your process and engine to run the process. Large BI project needs BPM. So we will come with business process intelligence platforms. It appears because with open source BI, you go beyond company request, which means you can deploy an application available on the web with thousands of customers. If you have this application available with thousands of customers, you need to be strict on where you load the data, where you load the data, how do you check the data accuracy. Okay, because if you publish a report, you need to be certain that this report is checked and validated by someone. So for this, maybe after reading the report, you need the approval of someone. It's important. Before my presentation, there was this man from Japan who talked about data from HR, hospital and others. You can't publish a wrong data. Okay, let's say a stock management in the hospital, it has to be the real value. Okay, because it can have bad impact. So if you go to BI with large project, you need a BPM platform to manage first your development cycle. I'm always surprised in open source or even in commercial BI platform, they don't have tools to move a software from development to production. Just think about how you do it in Cognos, Business Object or others. With, for example, Business Object is relatively new, because they have now a Business Object Archive. Before, they have nothing, you have to publish manually. Okay. So with BI, you need also tools to manage data flow between large databases. If you want to go to the cloud, you need to take your data from your company and move all those data to a cloud database. You need also to ensure good response time. So you need to test it. So you need to build process to test your applications. You need to build process to automate data transformations. You need to build process to automate backup strategy. You need to have a global orchestration of your BI applications to be certain, for example, first you load your data and second you publish your report. Because if you publish your report before loading the data, the report will be wrong. Okay? So I'm talking about one report, but just understand if you've got 50 reports, you need a project and tools to manage the publication of all those reports. With business process intelligence, you offer the best of the breadth of standards and services that you can find in both business intelligence and business platform. Okay, it can be seen as a BI platform with additional services such as workflow. For those who don't know about business process, maybe you know what is a workflow. Okay. And you can build workflow for end user, for developer, and for system administrator. You need a BI workflow designer to design your workflow, and this workflow designer can have some objects like ETL object, KPI comparison, report publication, or others. And you need also forms. We had these discussions. Maybe in your workflow, you need someone to validate your data. So you need a forms manager to build standard web interfaces and ask people to validate your data. Okay? If you don't have this, and I've seen it only in Manila and in Taiyo, if you don't have these things, it means that you need another tools like Orbeon to develop your own web interfaces and embed it in your workflow. So it's very complicated. If you keep the things easy, your development will be easy, you will have less bugs, and you will deploy more easily. So in a BBI platform, if you don't have a good designer and if you don't have a good force management, you can't build a good workflow and you can't build a good web interface to validate. This is a kind of workflow what you have with Lavina. Okay, so there this is a workflow with four responsible, and the workflow goes from one side to another one. When you see this, you immediately understand what it's about. Maybe not this one, but you know when there is a test, you know when it stops, when it starts, okay? If it sends a report by mail or not, if it pushes a report on a server, and so on. This is a KPI comparison. So this is the kind of tools you need to develop a workflow. Pro and cons of cloud. What is nice with cloud is you have a worldwide availability versus a local architecture management if you stay internally. But what is good or nice or wrong is that your data has to go out of your company and maybe sometimes be back in your company. Okay? So just imagine how many of you are ready again to let the valuable sensitive data going out of the company. We are not ready for this. Okay? We are ready for cloud applications for people who want to enter data. For example, a Salesforce system or others. Because people input data in your database. With BI, it's really different. So be careful with this. Okay. Be careful also where your strategic data. Because if your strategic data goes into the cloud, you have to rely on a new provider. So is your provider valuable or not? Okay, you have new provider like not new but cloud provider like Amazon, Google or others, but just think who will host your applications. Cloud basic constraint, maybe it has been addressed before, it's just one slide, because it's funny for the rest of the five or six slides to finish my presentation. You need basic service to have a cloud ready applications. First question you have to ask yourself, is your application multi-thread or not? What is cloud? It's not hosting. Cloud is to be able to switch on a new computer if you need more resource. Cloud is to be able to get more hard disk if you need more hard disk. Okay? It's different from hosting. I will show you just after that some of the BI platform, they claim to be cloud ready, but they are not multi-thread. Okay. And I think in my presentation I just want to share with you the situation. I'm not there to tell you everything is good, everything is perfect. It's not the case in all the software. Okay. And you need also tools to manage your server. Okay. What does it mean? There is one product from Pentaho which is called Keto. It's an ETL. You indicate all your server, cloud server, in the transformation. It It's awful. How can you do this? You need a tool to manage your different server and to have a global map of all your server. Okay? We can't do it internally in the process. So those two things have to be taken into consideration. Is my software able to run multi-thread? And do I have the tools to manage my different server? Static server or dynamic server? Going to cloud offer. You need a cloud framework to manipulate your allocation of resources and also to invoice on resource usage. If some of you subscribe to Amazon EC2, there is a lot of improvement, let's say like this, or modifications in Amazon contracts. Sometimes requires more on CPU usage, sometimes requires more on data traffic, sometimes requires more on database, size of database. So we are looking for an ideal way of pricing your system. Okay? And for BI also it's different. What will you price on? Will you price on data traffic? Will you price on CPU usage? But what you need is an application, a BI platform, that is able to give you this information. Because if your BI platform don't provide you with this information, how can you invoice after? Okay? And so there is a lot of confusion between cloud, SaaS, EIS, PaaS, and cloud and hosting. Okay, definitely today all the BPI platforms are more hosting platform on a static server than cloud ready application. Some cloud offer, so Intel was one, and it's a good one, they have a nice experience. Pentaho has one for ETL. Some of you know Scatter. Who knows Scatter? Okay, nice. So, you, for those who know Scatter, you set up the different server in the transformation. So it's difficult. And you don't have any sales management at platform level. And Jaspersoft, maybe some of you have heard about Jaspersoft, they just do marketing announcements with four vendors, database vendor, BPM vendor. They try to shape the market with this marketing offer, but it's difficult. Okay. Future of BPI. In 2 or 3 months, it's in September, we will deliver with Vanilla all those kind of new services to have the first cloud-ready applications, which means multi-threading, admin console for service, embedded forms editor, document management. And we are talking with other people to build BI XML extension for BPM languages. Because open source is nice also for standards. In the previous discussion, there was an exchange about standards. It's the same with BPI. Okay, you need a new XML languages to describe your BI process. Once you have those kind of new XML extensions, it will allow you to have more vendor compliance with the process descriptions. Thank you for your attention. Just one thing about BPM Workflow and Book, this is an American publication that will be available July 11th, and I've got a chapter about BPM and BIF. Okay. Do you have questions? Everyone is tired. First question is always difficult.
So I don't really like with Blender earlier this morning. I'm a total noob, not completely total, but I. What's ETL?
Extract, transform, and load. It's a tool to get data from one application and load those data into another application. Okay, because sometimes you need to take your data from, let's say, an Oracle database for data migrations. and turn those data into a digital server or whatever, something like this.
Okay.
So you need those kind of tools to automate your extraction of data, not writing PLSQL, but to have a visual interfaces to develop transformation.
Okay, so I think in one of the last slides you said do not confuse cloud and hosting.
Yes.
So what are the differences?
So,
what is the difference then between cloud and hosting?
For me there is a big difference, but it's not only related to VI. Okay? It has to do with what cloud is. If you put your application in the cloud, it's simply because you don't want to care anymore about your CPU management, about your hard disk space management and others. Okay? So it means when you have your BI application or any kind of application, if your application needs more power,
yes,
they need to be able to switch on a new server and allocate those new requests from the user to the new server, process the server, answer with the data flow, switch off the server, and go. Okay? So you need your application to be able to do this. If your application is not available to switch on another server, it's not cloud, it's just hosting. Because it runs on one server,
yes,
and also it's just one server, that's all.
So if I have some kind of a BI or VPN and I throw it on Amazon's EC2, Amazon has a way of like charging you if you turn on that instance, right? That by the definition,
yes,
is not cloud, it's hosting.
Yes. You can do this, for example, with PayPal, with ETL. Okay, they have a way to define a graph of server, but you do it in the transformation. You don't do it at platform level. But you need a way to declare your potential server, and after the process itself, the application will switch on a new server if it needs more,
yes,
CPU or disk space.
Yes.
And today, also BI platform. But I'm just focusing on BI. Maybe it's the same in other application. I don't know how CRM runs on the cloud. Okay, but I know many people confuse cloud and hosting.
So, did you mention in one of your earliest slides that you focus on the small medium enterprise market?
No.
No,
no, not me.
Not really, no.
No.
Okay.
We don't care about this. Every company has its place in the cloud, and every company needs a BI application. Okay? Before, for ETL, for data transformation, for BI, it was a market reserved to large companies. Because those products were really expensive.
Yes, that's right.
Now it's no more the case. So even a single small enterprise, they can download any of those products. Okay? I would rather like people to download vanilla, but there is also other product available. And you can download all those products, and with the minimum of training, you can start your own BI application. For some thousand of dollars. Okay, so it's no more reserved for large company. It's open to everyone.
So, and I think an interesting spin on this is if you set that training threshold to zero, because, and I don't know if you would consider this itself as BI, but if someone wants to manage his small business, they're going to resort to Excel. They're going to document their workflows in Word. And in today's world, yes, you could use OpenOffice, or increasingly, I'm seeing companies migrating to Google Apps.
Yes.
So,
Excel is the largest database in the world.
Yes.
All your valuable information are in Excel spreadsheet.
Indeed. And you know, we make a lot of noise about privacy and security, but we are completely the roadmap for their future products on Google Apps. So do you know of any BI, BPM projects, open source or non-open source, built on top of Google Apps?
Yes, we do. For good questions. We have with Vanilla, for example, a Vanilla Reader modules that can connect to your Google spreadsheet or your Google tables and load data in and out.
Okay. So that's under the rubric of ETL.
Yes. With ETL or with reporting also. If your data are in your Google spreadsheet or your Google tables, you can connect using our reporting engine and redirect your report with the data stored in Google Apps. So yes, it's available. I know with Vanilla it's available, so I think it's available maybe with GoGoOne. On this subject, I don't know the other story. But for us, it's available.
I see. So you could be the only guys in the market then with this Google Apps integration?
Maybe yes, I don't know. But if we are the only one, maybe in 2 months we won't be the only one anymore, you know. Because it's the kind of competition with all the editors. If one is adding a new feature, the other one wants to add this feature also. Other question? Yes?
Hi, I'm Azro. My question is this. A whole lot of effort would go into BI and BPM when you first start. It goes to modeling. You model your business process, you model how your BI is going to look like, etc. Now, when we have a BI application, or BBI let's call it, in the cloud, and you have companies collaborating and whatnot, sharing data, well, you know, assuming that they are partners and whatnot, right? And this modeling effort could get out of hand, and it's very daunting because you have different people with different business process model, with different BI model, etc. Do you have a way to actually consolidate all this model, make it more flexible, for example?
Yes, this is the role of the BPM server. Okay, so there you can see only one workflow, I mean one application, but we have a BPM server console where you can see all the process running. Okay, you can stop a process, you can duplicate the process, you can set up a new instance of a process. Just let me give you a nice example. I want to set up a process to hire someone in my company. Okay, so each time I will deliver a new job opportunity, I will start a new process. But after my company is growing, so I need new procedure. So I will start a version 2 of my hiring workflow management. But still, I have people that are under being hired with the version 1. So you need what we call instance of the process, instance version 1 and instance version 2, and where they will both run concurrently. So you can have tools that manage your process, and you have also what we call business activity monitoring, which is data about process, how long the process lasts, how many processes are open and others. So all those tools are provided to you by the business process engine. I mean, business process application. The server, the designer, the console administrator, you got everything. It answers your question?
Yeah.
Thank you. Other question? No more question? So thank you for your attention. If you have other question, not finished, thank you. Just in time. Thank you very much and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.